listener production.
Hi, it's Lauren Wilson with your local news briefing. History will be made in Queensland today with the new legislation to be introduced, which will see anyone charged with rape able to be publicly ID'd before they're committed to stand trial. Attorney General Yvette Dorf says it's been years in the making, with victim survivors of sexual assault leading the charge for change.
This wouldn't have happened without the bravery of women and girls sharing their lived experiences and speaking openly about what has happened to them and to drive this change.
Publicly naming accused rapists is one of more than 30 pieces of legislation within the justice portfolio to be amended. The recognition of death of unborn children as a result of criminal conduct will also be strengthened. And if this story raises any issues for you, you can call 1-800-RESPECT. In Mackay, local police are reminding drivers to keep their hands off smartwatches while behind the wheel. It's not a specific offence in Queensland. You can still be fined for driving while distracted. In Mackay, more than 173 people were fined for using a phone behind the wheel last financial year, attracting a penalty of more than $1,000. Mackay Senior Constable Stephen Smith says disconnecting the watch from your phone helps avoid temptation.
We're saying that you are not driving with sufficient care and attention that you should be driving because you're distracted. It could be that you're distracted by your phone. It could be you're distracted by doing up your shoelace.
And the iconic Big Mango turns 21 today. It attracts around 80,000 people a year and is now an internationally renowned symbol of Bowen and North Queensland. Taking a look at local sport, the long pathway to the Champions League soccer final begins for our Mackay sides this Saturday. The Whitsunday Coast men and Mackay Lions women will take on the MA Olympic in the first round. Want more local news? Get free breaking news about our community. Download the Listener app, search for Mackay and the Whitsundays local news and add to your favourites now.